All right, good morning. Okay, so how many of you have to clean up your room? You don't have to clean up your room, I like that. So how many of you have to put away your clothes after you fold them, the laundry, right? How many of you have to feed the dog? How many of you have to help out with the dishes occasionally? Have to. How many have to do your homework? Right? So there are some things in life you just have to do. How many of you have to brush your teeth? I hope you guys want to brush your teeth, not just have to brush your teeth. So Jesus, actually before I say that, there was this thing we used to use a long time ago in the days before Google. And I want you guys to tell me what this is. Yes? A map, a paper map. How many of you still have these in your car? There you go. Yeah, I love maps. So this map here in particular, can you read that word right at the top there?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, right. This is a map of modern day Jerusalem. And here on the back, it's Jerusalem and Israel also. So when we're talking about the stories from the Bible, many of those things, especially around the time of Jesus, happened in Jerusalem and in the area around Jerusalem in Israel. So there, I want you guys to pay special attention to the gospel reading that we're going to do next, because in the verse before we're going to start reading today, and Jesus had to go do something. It says Jesus had to go through Samaria. So he was traveling, and he had, for whatever reason, he had to go from point A to point B, and he went through a place called Samaria. Now, what he did next, he was tired and hungry and thirsty. What do you do when you're tired and hungry and thirsty? Yes? Sometimes grumpy. Anybody else here are sometimes grumpy when you're tired and hungry and thirsty? Right. Do you usually want to talk to people when you're tired and hungry and thirsty? No. If you're tired, you want to sleep. If you're hungry, you want to eat. And if you're thirsty, you want something to drink. Well, Jesus didn't do that. He was all three of those things: tired, hungry, thirsty. He had to go somewhere to get from point A to point B. But what he did next was remarkable, because he was thinking about somebody else more than he was thinking about himself. And he changed this one woman's life because he told her words of truth. And the very next thing that she did, well, she went out and told somebody else. She took the gift that he gave and immediately went out and shared that with other people. So that's a good word for us. Sometimes you have to do things, right? And good or bad, you have to brush your teeth. Good or bad, you got to do your homework. Good or bad, things have to happen that you have to do. So I have a verse for you, because you're going to be doing it anyway. And the Bible says, whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it mightily as unto the Lord and not as unto men. So what do I mean when I say that? What I mean by that is that you're going to be doing life anyway, right? You're going to get up, you're going to brush your teeth, you're going to go to school, you're going to come home, you're going to play with your friends, you're going to be with your dog. So whatever you do in those times, you could do mightily as unto the Lord. Okay, God, you gave me this day. How can we use this day for your glory? And you start out your day like that. At the end of the day, you say, okay, God, I'm going to get a good night's sleep. Thank you for this day. Use my good night's sleep for your glory. Those types of things where that's just part of who you are and how you think, is that you're like, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. God, how can you use me even then in the midst of all that? So we're supposed to have the mind of Christ. You guys get that? All right, thanks for coming up.